Greetings, Earthlings! Welcome back to the Straight Spirit Podcast. This episode is going to be a brief look into the Eden Huntington missing persons case. So what I do know is that Eden went missing. He went missing around Montville, Sunshine Coast. They're still looking. They have searched the area. No one really knows what happened. They're seeking a witness who may have seen him. They do have CCTV footage of him at a residence, I think. So we're just going to go from there. He's not been found. So what I do have up is, up on my screen, it's the missing person's photograph and here the, you know, Wednesday, January 18th this year. He's 29, or I want to say was 29. Okay, let's get into this case. I say brief, it may go on longer, but I just roll with whatever spirit's going to say to me. They don't know necessarily that he has passed, so I'm going to look into that. There have been cases before readings I've done, personal readings, where someone who is alive has come through representing, like, in the form of a spirit, like their energy, because everyone's energy. So sometimes they may present as a spirit, but they're still living. I must say it's all alleged. Especially if I say things about a person's character when I'm doing these things, I know that sometimes, I know always a spirit is straight to the point, doesn't mince their words, they tell the truth. But I know that can be jarring for some family members. But I have, I believe, a duty to tell the truth and speak what I'm receiving. So I apologize in advance if this 222 on the timer. If I say anything that may upset someone, but I'm going to speak it how I see it. Okay. Let's go. I'm drawing with a forest green marker. This episode, you know, so for those of you who know, I doodle during my readings. And I find that the doodles that I draw are indicative of the energies I'm sensing. Sometimes they can be clues themselves. So right now I'm doodling with a green, forest green colored pen, and I'm drawing. So my hand is moving on its, you know, of its own volition. I'm doodling what look like little pine trees. For those of you who know the Montville area, that's not surprising. It's forest. I think it's way up in the hill, or it's, you know, it's dense forest area in and around it. It's, people go there for the beautiful views. It's nowhere near where I live, but I believe that's what it's known for. It's very touristy, I think. Monville, Mullaney, all of that. Okay. It's really interesting. Since I first came across Eden's name and case or issue, it's not really a case, I would say, maybe. I'm not sure yet, but I certainly don't believe there's foul play here. But I haven't really looked into it yet. I felt him or the energy very persistently on my back. It's like it's always been a restless feeling of get out there and do the reading now, and 444 on the timer. It's interesting, now that I'm sitting down to do this reading, I feel a bit more relaxed, like it's finally getting out. persistent. I'm talking persistent. I'm wondering if, well, I'm sensing that Eden may have been a difficult person or character to interact with. For some people, possibly Mum, but what it looks like is he's quite big. Not large, like overweight. He just feels, when I see him standing next to Mum, he just feels big. Bigger than her. So I'm going to go quiet, meditate, and just see what pops up. I'm feeling like the cold of night in the early mornings, which we know because you just last known at 4 o'clock, last heard from. I'm hearing party or messed with his head. Now, party doesn't have to mean big raging party. It can be symbolic of getting together with a couple of family or friends and partying yourself or partying on your own. Mess with my head, messing with my head. So, oh Jesus, I just got really dizzy. Oh, I feel like I want to vomit, like drunk vomit. Substance vomit. I don't drink. I feel like I can't form with, like, it's hard to form a thought or see where I'm going, like foggy vision, or just something's not right. I would say he was not well. If he wasn't under the influence, which I strongly suspect he was, yeah, he wasn't well. That dizziness that just came over me, that was really unpleasant. So what I'm just still sketching this forest, by the way. It's not an artist sketch, it's doodling. I feel lightheaded. I feel like I want to pass out. I feel like stumbling a little, whether that's from fatigue, an exhaustion, that's possible. I really do think that there were alcohol or substances that he was partaking before he went missing. People may have seen him driving erratically, but it seems like it was so early in the morning that I heard ghost town, you know? And then maybe the do-gooders or the late-night partiers would have been up at that hour, I think. Do-gooders that go for early morning runs. I don't judge you if you do either of those things, by the way. I just don't. Well, I do psychic readings at that time in the morning. I see him, like, getting out of his car, leaning in, door open, in the driver's side, messing with something, like closing something with his hand inside the car. Almost like snapping. It looks like, oh, a little black case. I'm dizzy again. I wasn't dizzy before this. Like when you snap a phone case or a sunglasses case, that's what it, something like that. Could be a cigarette case, or it just feels like black and small, and he's clicked it closed with one hand. He's leaning into his car. You see, like, t-shirt, shorts, but he's about business. It feels like he's got something he's doing or about to do. Some might say it's aimless wandering. Others might say he went out because he had something he was doing or going to do at that particular time was important to what he was doing. I'm going to let you speculate on that, as to what that might be. I heard up to no good and shenanigans. I'm not going to lie, I also sense that he may have at times made people feel uncomfortable in their own spaces. I'm not saying he wasn't nice ever. It's just what came to mind. And I feel so lightheaded and dizzy. I feel like I can't function. Like as him through me, can't function. It's not clear. That's why I suspect substances are unwell. I can hear the sounds of a car door, a car stopped car, you know, it's his car. And I just heard this big question, why haven't they found the car? There is some question as to whether he crashed the car, and if he did, it hasn't been found. Because this area is like a... From what I understand, it's a hinterland area, you know. It's not certainly not a flat desert. Lots of shrub, dense forest. And which is why I'm drawing all these little triangular trees. I'm still going. It's forest. It could be rainforest, whatever, but symbolic for forest. You know, I'm right there in the forest. Is there also a theory that he may be on someone's property or at someone's house? That seems like that would be obvious to solve. But I see him, what I just saw was him passed out outside of someone's house. Or if not passed out, like merged. If there was burglary involved with this case, I'm not saying there was, but let's say if Eden was out burglarizing, if people's homes, there is a chance that somebody caught him. That may be one of the suspected theories, if that's what he was doing, if that was his type of character. I mean, who knows if he was under the influence of substances? Who knows what people do? But he's saying, "I'm here," and I'm pointing right in the middle of. In fact, I'm going to do X marks the spot. Right here, so that could be him showing me Monville, in the bush, in the forest. Him saying, "I'm in the forest." At Montville. Let's narrow it down. I think if they find him in the forest, he's going to be separated from his car. Not really far. Not different forests far. It doesn't feel like vastly different locations, but I feel like he's a ways from his car. At some point, if they don't find him like that, then at some point, because what he's showed me is the X marks the spot, and then just over the way, he's made me draw what I feel like is car or belongings, something like that. And I've stopped drawing the forest now. Okay. Show me, Eden. What happened? Oh. I just saw him walking down like a decline road at night, forest or trees. Like it doesn't feel, well, actually what I'm going to say is The reason I went ooh was because it's got that eerie night feeling. Some people find the night peaceful, but what I felt was just darkness and, you know, uncertainty in the darkness. And you're just walking down this road, it seems wet. If it hasn't rained, it's, you know, damp from the dew or, you know, the night, the cool night. Up there, I suppose in Montville, they would get that kind of precipitation or wet, damp being around. Up there, you know what I mean. Wet, slightly damp road. Looks to me like blacktop. Trees, forest on his left. It could be a garden, but it, trees, garden, wall thing. And then walking down the decline, the road curving around to the left, around behind the trees. But the feeling that it got was, it's so late and dark at night, or early. You know, most people in their right mind, and I'm certainly not judging him. When I say right mind, I feel like that means like clear mind, clear focus. I'm not going to be out at that time doing these things, walking in this way, because it's dangerous. I feel like I want to say you never know what's around the corner. In his case, especially in Australia, dingoes, snakes, spiders, even cassowaries, crocs. Just heard it'll kill you. I heard disoriented. I don't want to say he wasn't dressed or equipped for this. He may have been wearing pluggers or like casual shoes. Oh, sorry, pluggers or thongs. My Aussie is showing. Or flip-flops. Or like casual sneakers or shoes. So what I'm getting at is he certainly wasn't dressed for bushwalking. He wasn't dressed for the hour. He wasn't prepped like he was going bushwalking or camping. You know, this feels like he just got up out of his house, went in his car, and then got lost and disappeared. I feel like they're gonna find him, but it's not immediate. There's some time between when he goes missing and when they find him. Later, I'm hearing later. I'm feeling in the forest. My scribbles, it's very dense. It feels obvious that they haven't found him. Because people are like, well, if you know, you see a crashed car or something. Crash doesn't seem right to me, by the way. Possible. But, you know, you'd think that would be obvious to find. But it's dense. It's dense. So I feel like I need to just... I said, sorry, Mum. He said, sorry, Mum. Yeah, I've just felt the need to Google, not his case, photos of Montville. Just to confirm what I'm seeing, it's up on a mountain. Okay, these are just random photos of Montville that I'm looking for. If you want to have a look, go Montville, Montville, Queensland. It's dense. It's vast. It's large. Unforgiving weather at that time of year, January. Unforgiving terrain. It's the kind of place, if you stumbled down a steep decline, you could get seriously hurt. But beautiful to some people. It does have some pine trees out there. When you're up the top, you can see as far as, you know, the eye can see. But rocks. I mean, there's, I know that seems obvious, but like large, vast rocks, boulders. It's a lot. Just basically put it this way, it's a lot of terrain for people to search. I feel like it's not a suicide if people are wondering that. He's saying no. So I would consider ruling that out. This feels like mishap. I just want to see lots of walking trails. If it tells me where he went. Okay, so it says here, was not from Montville. He was visiting with family. Something was up. Something made him leave the house. And I really feel like something wasn't right. Okay, I'm just gonna Google Eden hunting. I'll continue with the reading in a minute. Just wondering if there's a map of where he went. I'm also getting this feeling like it's quite easy for people to track his whereabouts. That seems obvious, but it feels quite easy for people to track. He went here and then he did this, because it feels like he's moving slowly. This doesn't feel like somebody speed racing his way around Montville and getting himself in. This feels like slow, deliberate. I want to say deliberate. Steady. Like I certainly don't feel like he was running through Montville. And tripped and fell. It doesn't feel like he was picking up what I'm putting down. Plodding along. I would say plodding along. You could track him quite easily to a point. There's no map that I can see on Google saying this is where he was last seen on a map, you know? And here's what I'm going to say about this. These online newspapers who, Courier Mail, I'm talking about the Courier Mail, Cant Post, and all those newspapers who, Sunshine Coast, Daily, whatever the hell it is. Look, it's not because I'm trying to get information from them. This is related to just about any case, any situation that you might want to read an article from there. And they put up what they call a paywall. You have to pay to access the article. I understand that people would pay for newspapers back in the day, and they need to make their money somehow. But it pisses me off. I don't get pissed off a lot, but it's been irritating me lately, because for Angela Mealing's case, almost all of the articles were written by the Courier Mail and the Cairns Post, both of which have paywalls. Can I tell you how many people click on those articles and then just leave because they can't read it? So her story's not getting told. You might be like, don't be what we call over here in Australia a tight ass, just pay for the subscription. Well, today it may be hard for people to do that, but I signed up for the Cairns Post and I put my, you know, sign up for the subscription, but I still couldn't get in and access. It was not working. So I stopped. I was like, all right, I'm not doing that. I probably wouldn't have gotten much information from the articles anyway, but can we find newspapers a different way? Like maybe advertising for them to make their money? or like donation based, or like just something. It's not like they, you know, need it. We're talking about big, big names here that are supplied elsewhere. So anyway, the reason that came up just now is because I'm trying to find map location photos just so I can see how close he was to, visually, how close he was to the forest, the trees, whatever. Half of them are locked. Courier mail, courier mail, courier mail, courier mail, courier mail. This is why I love podcasts and blogs who give free information to people to get the stories out, get the stories heard, get as much attention as possible, and then, you know, maybe people will donate or they make money from ads or whatever. Okay, I digress. So, okay, bear with me here for a second while I find something that I'm looking for. Daily Mail. What's that? Okay, so I guess this reading, what I'm going to do is, I've obviously done half a reading or part of a reading, part reading. I'm going to do a bit of research in the middle and continue reading from there. Oh my Lord. Daily Mail, they've written about this. Yeah, Montvale Tourist Town. So, in this shot of the CCTV, he's not wearing shoes. Which might speak to, you know, the casual footwear I was speaking of. This is the day that he went missing. If it must be, because he was only visiting Montville. Okay. Sorry, just reading here. It's just footage of him around someone else's house. He's quite, as what I would describe, quite a big guy. Not, I'm not saying immensely overweight. Not there's anything wrong with that. I'm trying to describe his physique. Go Google it. Maybe it might be better. Is tall. I don't know who's... doesn't say whose residence that he's at in this CCTV footage. Okay. Phone is switched off. He tried calling paramedics. There we go. Okay. It was seen in the middle of Main Street. Did I speak about erratic driving? Because I feel like that yeah. Okay. Hoffman Close. That's where they saw the car. And then he drove off towards Mapleton. Mapleton. Yeah, they're going to find him. Or some evidence of where he's at. It feels like the obvious answer. Okay, so... yeah. I'm going to get back to the reading, but what I do want to search very quickly is... the map, Mapleton to Montville. I'm not familiar with the area. I know of the area, but... I feel like I need to look at this. Okay. For those who are wondering, to drive from Montville to Mapleton is 10 minutes, but it does appear to be a lot greener around there. You have to drive through the Condalilla National Park, a place called Flaxton, Flaxton Gardens is a business, I think, or a tourist spot. Then you get to Mapleton. I think I've been to Mapleton. Oh, you know what? Probably on the Nambour. This is probably not even the least bit interesting to listeners who don't know this area, but okay. Montville to Mapleton. I feel like I want to zoom on Montville. I'm going to go satellite. I'm just following my instincts or terrain. I'm going to go terrain. Oop, no, not terrain. Layers. There we go, because I wanted to see the forest here. Montville. Kind of interested in Barson's Road over to the right there, not for any specific reason yet. I was just kind of drawn there. So what was the name of that street? Hoffman Close. Oh, yep. Hoffman Close, I would describe as being definitely on the way from Montville to Mapleton. Yeah. Oh, I get an eerie feeling when I zoom in. There. Okay. So, allegedly, according to the article, or whatever it was I just read. Yep, still recording. His vehicle was seen parked in the middle of the intersection, in the middle of the road, Main Street. The intersection of Hoffman Close and Main Street. I also get the feeling that a lot of people investigating this and looking deep into it are not... I feel like there's no foul play. They're not going to find evidence of foul play. It's almost like looking so far deep into something that's going to be solved with very clear but sad. It feels like a shame, like it shouldn't have happened. But then again, I haven't really asked and looked deep into it. So that's just what came up. It's like people are web sleuthing when it's probably, and this, I don't know. I want to say that it's not necessary. But of course I would advocate that it's necessary, but psychically what I'm feeling is it's not necessary. They're gonna find him. If they haven't already, it has to be found. What I'm getting at is this area, there's a house, there's houses right around, and not many people would have been up at 4, but some people will, some old biddy probably, or someone who's up nights or getting home from work. I don't know who would be doing night shift out and around Montville. But let me just count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And more houses right around that where they saw his car. That's obviously, you know, someone has seen something. I would say if nobody saw something, that would be very surprising. But somebody saw something there. They saw his car parked in the middle of the road, which is odd because most people are not doing that unless they're driving intoxicated, driving while unwell, something's up mentally, or under the influence of substances. Okay. I feel like he's saying turn the houses off. Turn the houses off now. Street view. Street view. Travel time. Measure. Default. Okay. I can hear music. It's weird. Where's that music coming from? It's eerie. Okay. Hoffman Close. Mapleton is a 10-minute drive, but there is certainly plenty of land, open space on the way. Okay, we're gonna go street view. I wonder if that will help. Okay. So I've put a street view marker, little, you know, the little yellow dude on Google Maps, in the middle of where his car was parked, allegedly. There's just so many places to hide. I feel like I heard noise. It was noisy when his car was moving because it was so quiet. Really, like, his car was definitely heard. They heard him. Yeah, driving very erratically. On one hand, it's almost a godsend that he didn't, no one was on the road for him to collide with, but then it's almost a shame because maybe they would know where he is if that had happened. I mean, it's entirely possible that someone did crash. They did crash. I'm feeling a no on the crash, but you know. Okay, show me Eden. I feel like he stopped along the way. Why do I feel like he stopped at houses along the way? Peeking here, peeking there. What's he up to? Or looking for something? The left turn here. I'm just following the road now onto this nice big house there. Down Tourist Drive. Of dense bush. It's like houses mixed with thick, dense bush. Forest all the way down. It's like forest houses. There's a business there. He said I'm feeling like he went past it. Main Street. Yep, and there's a sign here saying the road is winding. I feel like he did see that house, may have even looked at that house. Okay, he's now getting there, slowing down. If I look to the right, past the houses, you know, it's what could be described as a valley, a shallow, relatively shallow valley behind these houses. I just heard treacherous. It doesn't look too bad a road, but probably in parts, especially if you're not capable of driving clear-headed or was raining. I'm feeling like it's possible he did skim off the road and like run his car, like as he was driving on the car, maybe skimmed it on a dirt wall or like the embankment. crashed, but, you know, off the road, skim and then get back on the road, maybe. I just saw the car, left side, front left, scraping or brushing against the dirt. Off road. Okay, so where am I now? How do I get out of street view? Oh my gosh. Zoom out. Zooming out. Nope. I didn't get very far, but now I've got quite an idea of the kind of area. There's even, it's just so vast. It's bald in some places, and then there's trees and everything everywhere else. Okay, going through Flaxton Drive, there is a thicker set of houses there. Logically, I'm wondering if he was looking in and around people's houses, allegedly, if he was looking for something, he may have stopped in there. But psychically, I feel like keep going. There's just so many different places he could pull off the road and be lost, and then end up wondering if he's... And then not far from the center of these places, Flaxton, Mapleton, Montville, is very dense forest, bushland. Okay. I mean, there's even the possibility that he turned on one of the main roads, didn't get to Mapleton, and ended up way out west. I feel like he didn't make it to Mapleton, so that night or day. So I would be surprised if someone saw him in Mapleton. Okay, back to the reading, let's see. No. I feel like he has merged back with spirit, or he's close to. I feel like he has. I could be wrong. He could be somewhere lost and in need of help, but I feel like the time for that has passed. Because it's been so long. Again, I'm getting that he's not far from his car. But there's not much in the car that could help him anyway. The car's hot. As if people might be like, shelter in the car. In January, in Australia, it's hot. You know, you might be able to hide from snakes in there, but you're going to have to get out because it's sweltering. So... He's telling me lost, definitely lost, because I feel like the family has there's almost a resolve that they're not going to find him alive from law enforcement and the family. So now it's just a matter of where his remains. I don't mean to be it's not crass, but to speak bluntly, but I feel like they've heard these phrases quite a lot. So, okay. I feel like he did not make it to Mapleton, because I'm seeing him go, no, didn't, no. Because I say, did you make it to Mapleton? He said, no. Okay. Where did you go? How do I turn the labels off? Nope. Oh, I don't want to do that. Nope. Because getting like him not seeing clearly, house stopping, or like going house to house, or particular houses. I mean, if, like, hey, if he wasn't looking, like, burglarizing, it's possible he was looking for help. But it seems obvious that, you know, someone would open the door and assisted him. I'm also getting the feeling, like, up in Montville, there are a lot of retirees or older people. Sleepy village. There's a juxtaposition between tourists and old people, elderly. I get a strong feeling in and around Flaxton. Him walking at night. He's walking, he's not in his car at this point. He's left it not far. He's walking on the road or bitumen, paved road, driveway. It looks black, like road. Bitumen. He's got a black phone in his hand. He's got a phone. He's shaking it. He's going flat. It's gone flat. Can't call anyone for help. Don't know where. He's saying, don't know where the fuck I'm going. If he didn't swear in physical, then, you know, he's swearing to enunciate the feeling. Where the fuck I'm going? Helpless. This medical condition that he allegedly called for paramedics about, is anything to do with breathing or choking? Can't breathe. I'm also thinking of asthmatic reaction or coughing up. Seems shaking his head, like clearing his head. What is this that's on the tip of my tongue? I want to know if he was taking something, what was he taking? What was he? It could have been for a medical condition, even. It's like, what was he putting into his body? What made him so disoriented? Because I'm thinking people are in their right mind who are well and know the area somewhat, or, you know, are with it. Not intoxicated, not under the influence. I almost can see him clearing his nose, like blowing. You know, people put their finger on one side of their nose and blow out the other, like clearing. I'm also wondering. Yeah, foggy mind. Yeah, so people would be like just somewhat backtracking. They just figure out a way to wait till they run into somebody. Hey, do you know how to get back to Montville or this street? They just backtrack, or they'd go, hey, look, my phone's flat, can I use your phone? This feels like it's not clear cut like that. I just feel like he needed help. And there's this idea of what was he doing out of that? If he needed help, why did he leave the house? Or the, you know, rental, holiday rental, or whatever it was. Why did he leave in the first place? And all I feel like I want to say is just not in his right mind. Okay. Let's see if we can close this for sure. Forest green, dark green. Dog. I feel like to trace his steps would be eerie, be quite an eerie experience for people doing it. And I can see his mum or people in his family doing so, or standing in the last place he was seen. I mean, like, how does he just go missing from here? Something's not right, but I strongly hang on. Yeah. I personally don't get a sense of foul play involved in this. I don't think he ran into many people that night at all, if any. Or if they saw him, they didn't really talk to him because his behavior was odd. It was odd, you know? People are taught to be cautious of that, especially if he's quite a big guy. This female witness that they're looking for, I doubt she stuck around long to speak with him, if she did speak with him, because she was probably wary, as most people would be. I mean, if I found a person wandering around in the street at 4 o'clock, I'm likely not to go out there and investigate on my own in the dark, and because you just never know. I mean, of course, if the person obviously needed help, I would call help for them, but let me put it this way. If I saw someone out in the dark, in the early morning hours at night, looking in people's yards or being like driving erratically or anything like that, I'm probably, like most people, would assume, if you know, without using my intuition, which I always use, but bear with me, what I'm getting at is you would probably assume that person is on drugs or drunk or up to no good, and it's best to stay away for your safety. I feel like he's just showing me, shaking his head. It's so foggy, like it's just not computing correctly. It's almost like an extreme version of when people are extremely exhausted and they just can't think straight, but it's severe. Maybe exhaustion, dehydration, but I feel like this was that night. People are thinking about this logically, and I think you can't think logically about this because he wasn't behaving like regular people, from what I'm picking up anyway. Okay. There is a sadness around when they find him or find his car or find something to do with him. Him, I feel like it's gonna be him. I also wonder if people have seen him or are looking for him at around Condalilla National Park or even further up. Let's go. Show me. I wonder if they've gone out as far as Baxter Falls. Something like that. They did have some locations where they were asking people to search. Where was that? was in that article. And they were saying people, if people can search, residents of these areas can search for him, his car. Let me just go through them. Here we go. Residents living on the borders of Main Street, Flaxton Mill Road, Flaxton Drive, which is up around where we were, Phillips Road, and Obi Obi Road. This included nearby road access points and recesses in heavy undergrowth. I feel like they're on the right track with that, like turning down the wrong road or being lost and wandering. Maybe. So this Phillips Road and Obi Obi, or Obi Obi, you know how I said I just asked if they were searching around Baxter Falls, where that's looks like that's around where there's a lot of Obi Obi Road, Obi Obi Creek, Flaxton Mill Road. Where is Phillips Road? This is a big area. Very big. Phillips. For some reason that caught my attention. Okay, so Phillips Road, so it appears to me that Obi Obi is towards around the left side of Flaxton, and looking at the map, Phillips Road will be the right. Interestingly enough, my attention was drawn out that way. I suppose there's a dam area there. Okay. No, a creek, a lake or dam or something there. It looks man-made. He's saying he's not in water, like bodies of water. I'm actually wondering if they might search, if they haven't already, the area that is basically bordered by Flaxton Drive and Phillips Road in there and around Harvest Honey, Sunshine Coast up there. I feel like it's not too far out, you know, because I'm querying how much fuel he actually had. I don't necessarily believe or feel that he drove for an excessively long time, hours and hours. I don't necessarily get that. It just feels like not far from home or where they were staying or where people are, homes. Okay, is there anything else? What do you want to show me? Just looking for the witness. So for those who are looking for his car, it is a grey Ford Territory with a New South Wales registration of CQG59F. So if you're from Montville or around the area and you're looking, that's the car they're looking for. He's telling me to look at his car. Look at a photo of his car. Okay. I wonder if that's his car or if that's a photo of a similar make and model. I'm also Wearing a flat tire. Okay. I'm feeling like the car roof is like dirty, dusty leaves. The car. Yeah, that is his car there. Okay. I'm just feeling like he didn't have in the car everything he needed to survive, or the one or two things, like the things that he needed to survive, or to make it okay, or to make it out of there, or to get well. Like he didn't have access to the things he needed. And it could have been prevented. You know, like this, basically, it doesn't feel like this car was set up for bush survival. You know, it's not like he could go to his car and get out bottles of water, or maybe there was one, half one, or two. But if you understand what I'm saying, there are vehicles in Australia and other vast places where people are prepared. They've got different tires for the terrain. They've got spare water, spare coolant, they've got first aid kits, and they're prepped. Like if shit goes down, they can take care of themselves and their family. This he's just making me feel like the car was barren. So I wonder if that's a reference to them not finding finding anything in the car. They're calling for public assistance. They are not treating it as suspicious. Potentially under the influence of drugs or alcohol at the time. And he appeared agitated. His last phone call was 4:07 in the morning. To Queensland Ambulance, where he was asking for help and said he was lost. He has not used his bank accounts. Yeah, I think from what he showed me before, because he did show me a picture of himself. I hate to say it, so I'm not gonna say, but okay, if you don't want to hear this, skip forward. He needed help. Okay, but what I saw, so skip forward if you don't want to hear this part, it's going to be graphic, but and potentially upsetting for some. I give you 5 seconds, skip forward twice possibly, skip. What he showed me was himself slumped and his eyes were white or glazed over, like definitely gone. I feel glazed over, and it doesn't feel like he's hidden. Just definitely gone. I'm wondering whether he has been found before with other people's belongings in his car, or if they're gonna find other people's belongings in his backpack or car. Okay. So this is divers to search Baroon Pocket Dam. And they're searching the terrain. So, okay. Marine Pocket Dam. But remember, he is saying to me, he's not in water. He's not in water. Okay, maps. Montville. So Baroon Pocket Dam is sort of at the back of Montville looking at this map. So it sort of feels like he went towards Mapleton. So he would have had to double back or go like almost straight left or back around, like left and then back around, because it's adjacent to Montville, where he started. I mean, it's a very big dam or lake. It's possible that he is around the outskirts or nearby. Let me just see. Hang on. I don't think he's north of that, even if it's not a lot north. Yeah, I'd be very surprised if they found him at the dam. I feel like he's north. From Montville. Well, sorry. I'm describing it as north because, yeah, it's north. North, slightly northwest from Montville. Okay, is there anything else that you can. Any clues to your whereabouts? He's agreeing with the access road or like not well known roads. I also felt that maybe something about Eden was different, is different to other people, some other people. The way he operated, his normal feels different to other normals, you know? I mean, there are certainly other people like him. It just feels like he's different already. So, this witness may, that they're looking for, I don't think she really knows much. She might be able to point people in, you know, a direction or say what his demeanor was like or whatever, but I don't think she knows much. I would certainly be looking at the Phillips Road and Obby Road. Okay, I'm just going to finish this up with asking if there's anything else. It turned out to be an hour episode. Okay. I'm querying his medical condition, whether it was some form of stroke or a stroke-like issue caused by It's like a something happened or something was happening within his body to cause his function. If he had perfect health and it was just the alcohol and substances, if he was on those, something within his body is causing him to function, like have low function. I'm getting low function, almost like a like I can hear the what's that sound, you know, you think the ding ding that goes off in the car when like fuel is low or the engine light comes on. Wasn't equipped for where he was going, and it's not like he went in the cooler months. You know, I just keep hearing that land was unforgiving. You know, the weather, land was unforgiving. I don't think I'm gonna find it, but let's just see if we can find out. Montville weather. So, according to AccuWeather, which may not be accurate at all, it's saying on the 18th it was a high of Wednesday. It was a high of 28 degrees Celsius and a low of 19 degrees Celsius. That means that the coolest it got on the day was 19 degrees. I'm not surprised, being Australian, but still. So the minimum temperature, I would say average, according to climatedata.org, minimum temperature in January was 20 degrees Celsius, 68 Fahrenheit. Maximum temperature in January was about 28 degrees Celsius, 81 degrees Fahrenheit. Dry. I'm getting like dry mouth. Dry. Okay. Maybe as new developments come, we can do some more reading for his case. But what I feel is the developments from it are going to be like clues here and there. But the end result for this case is going to be memorials for Eden. Sadness, and it's a shame, you know, that kind of feeling. It doesn't feel like outrage who did this. It feels like this shouldn't have happened. Why did this happen? We should have known better. Why did we let him go like that? Or because we have to remember he's a grown man, but at the same time I feel this dependence, like he needed help, we needed people's help often. Okay, I'm going to sign off. I don't know if this has been helpful, but it's out there. It would be wonderful if he was found alive and well, but I don't feel like that's going to happen. Okay. All my love, guys. Best wishes to Eden's family. See ya.